welcome to Cyclone Sports Commentary. I'm your host, Trevor McNeil. Today is Wednesday, December 27th, 2023. I hope you all had an enjoyable Christmas. Today we have Iowa State women's head coach, Bill Fenley, on the phone for the second time on the podcast. All right, coach, we'll get this going right now.
Thank you.
All right. So you guys have played a lot of really good teams, and we were wondering, what have you guys been able to learn throughout non-conference play, and how will you be able to use that in conference play?
Well, you know, I think the biggest thing is, you know, when you have a lot of new pieces, you know, every day is a learning curve. You know, we've played, I think, a real solid non-conference schedule. We've been tested on the road, at home, back-to-back days. So I think the biggest thing is, you know, trying to understand what it takes to be successful game in, game out. We've seen a lot of different styles of play, and we've changed our personnel groupings a lot. So a lot of it's just been trial and error, game to game. We're very big on next 40-minute mindset here. So I think it's been good. Obviously, you don't know game to game when you have a new team, because everything we're going through for the first time. But this group's excited about what's next, and obviously Big 12 basketball is coming, and we need to get ready for it.
Yep. So, obviously, we all hate this one, but one of your losses, obviously, against fourth-ranked Iowa in a 67-58 effort. Clark scored 35 points as she reached her 3,000th career point. What could have been done better to stop her?
I don't think anything. you know, she's a kid that's one of the best women's basketball players I've ever seen. And, you know, she had 35 points. She shoots the ball a lot. She has her hands on the ball a lot. I thought we did overall did a really good job of making her work for stuff, and she got 35 and she scored over 3,000. So there've been a lot of points scored on a lot of people. She's a unique talent and certainly one of the best players I've ever played against. And you know, she's a kid that has really done a lot of great things, and I think we'll continue to have a great season. And her career will just put up numbers that are staggering.
Yeah, that's for sure. Senior Nightmare Dew has made huge strides offensively. What has she been doing to not only bump herself into the starting lineup, but also averaging 32 minutes so far this year? And what has helped her to make these strides?
You know, I think with Nye, you know, she finished last year really strong, so I think she was, you know, coming off a real positive end of the season, so she felt good about her ability to contribute. Obviously, with Emily Ryan missing most of the preseason, she was our only returning player that had any level of experience, so I think that means, you know, she came in, knew the system, knew what we needed. I think her versatility at both ends of the floor has really helped. She's a good defensive player, very solid offensive player. So I think, you know, you combine all that and get, you know, her as a senior, she understands the day-to-day work that it takes at this level. And I think she had a really good start to the season and hopefully will continue to grow.
Speaking of Emily Ryan, she made her season debut on last Sunday versus Troy. What can she bring to the team as we start conference play, and how long could it be till we see her in the starting lineup?
You know, she's still working her way back. You know, there's a what our medical team calls a return-to-play protocol. So she's a long way from that, but, you know, it's good to have her back. Obviously, you know, there's not many teams that could take out an all-Big 12, all-league, you know, senior point guard and survived the way our kids have. I'm proud of that. Emily's a leader. Emily is a kid that can impact success of your team. in a lot of ways. But I think the her comfort level and making other people around her better, I think was just a huge deal. Even though she only played 10 minutes one game, 15 the other, I think it was a big part of how the games went. I think it allows the other players, especially our new kids, to really focus on what they need to do and not be really too consumed or worried by, you know, they're playing with people that don't have any experience either. So it's been a real level of comfort for everyone, and hopefully Em will just continue to get stronger and we can get her in there more and more minutes as the Big 12 gets going.
Yeah. True freshman Audie Crooks went 4 games before being put in the starting lineup. Since then, she hasn't missed a beat. What helped you have confidence in this change?
Well, I think the biggest thing is Audie just needed to learn the system, you know, the conditioning level that it takes. You know, she performed really well. You know, I think with her and Isnell, we have a good combination two players that can fill the 5 spot for us. You know, obviously neither one of them is capable of playing, you know, 40 minutes. They're both in that 20 to 25 minute range, depending on the night, depending on foul trouble. So I think Audie just kind of evolved into, you know, what we knew at some point she'd be in the starting lineup. It was just a matter of, again, learning the system, getting her conditioning where she felt comfortable playing at the pace we like to play for extended minutes, and she's done a great job of that. I'm really proud of the growth that she's made daily.
2 freshmen, obviously, Crooks and then Brown, leading in scoring for the Cyclones, and Brown is also the leading rebounder. How has this freshman class been able to be so effective so far this season?
Well, you know, I think all 5 of the freshmen are impacting our team. I think if you look at their numbers, and the percentage of minutes and points and rebounds, it's by far the most of any freshman class in the country. They came here knowing there's going to be an opportunity to play right away. I think the uniqueness of this group is they committed to Iowa State fairly early, so they've been connected. We've been on a group text, the 5 freshmen and myself, for a long time, and they came in here, I think, having a relationship that was beyond, hey, we're all coming in together. And the other thing is, I think all 5 of them can play together. We have played 5 freshmen at the same time. They can play different spots. There's some versatility, especially with Addie Brown. So I think you combine all of that, and I think they have a great level of confidence. They have a great level of belief that this is important for them, and they're going to be a big part of this team this year and hopefully continue to grow and make their mark on this program. And I think that's why they wanted to come, and that's why they, as a group, they came in connected, and each day they get more and more connected.
71% of your field goals made are assisted. How have you guys been able to make and find these good looks?
You know, I think the 2 things, when you have a lot of assists, you know, obviously someone's got to make a shot to get an assist, but I think without Emily Ryan, as your dominating point guard, everyone's had to handle the ball, everyone's had to do some different things, and you know, we can put a lot of kids on the court that can score. You know, in the past, most teams have a, you know, go-to person. You know, we had Bridget Carlson, we had Ashley Jones. This year, it's much more balanced. So you have a lot of people handling the ball, a lot of people scoring. I think that leads to a high assist number, and that's what we felt like we had to do, given our situation, and our kids have been able to do that.
In some of these closer games, you're going 8 or 9 deep. How are some of these players coming off the bench and playing so many effective minutes?
You know, I mean, I think they all know that we're going to play 8 or 9 kids. We practice that way. Again, you don't know on a given night, you know, especially with so many new people. You know, someone's going to have an off night. We've had foul trouble. We've had some injury issues. So everyone knows that they need to be ready to go when their name is called. I think we've had double-figure scoring by six people in the same game twice this year, which, you know, hadn't happened in 6 or 7 years, and we did it twice. So I think our players know that you earn your minutes in practice, and when you get in the game, you kind of go with the hot hand. And our kids have really embraced that. And the versatility of a lot of our kids has really helped that as well. So it's been a good start to that. Gives us some flexibility, and hopefully that makes us a little tougher to defend and gives us some options to mix and match lineups as you get into the Big 12 and so many different styles of play and so many really good teams. It just, you want to have options. And I think because we use a lot of kids, those options are available.
Last year, you finished third in the regular season standings. However, won the Big 12 tournament. What is the next steps for your team to win the Big 12 again?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's going to be, especially this year, I think really tough. Our league is a very senior-dominated league, which obviously that's not us. You've seen a lot of really good teams that have added not just players, but old players through the portal. So I think for us, it's about really understanding that this is an 18-game journey. Every Wednesday, every Saturday, you're going to face a really good team, and you have to have the maturity to enjoy your successes, learn from your disappointments, and move on. And that'll be the next challenge for our team. Is that's the uniqueness of conference play, is you get in a rhythm of 2 games a week. We're in the non-conference, we play, and we didn't play for 10 days, then we played 3 games in a week. So I think it's a tremendous challenge for our team. And our league is at a great non-conference when you look across the board. 4 teams in the top 25 and a couple other teams that are going to be really good that had tough non-conference schedules. So the Big 12, like always, is one of the top 2 or 3 teams in the league, and I don't think this year will be any different.
With the Big 12 expansion from 10 teams to now 14, there's a new schedule. How do you plan to account for the teams or coaches you haven't played against?
That's a good question. We do have, for the first time, to unbalance schedules, so there's teams you're only playing once. So you have to kind of, all right, you get them at home, you get them on the road. And then the 4 schools that we haven't played, you got to start looking at, past history. Luckily, we don't play. We play BYU early, but the other ones we play late, so there'll be some games that we can look at. But yeah, it's a very unique situation, and the newness of it is exciting. But you'll have to go back and look at last year, and maybe did they play some non-conference games against Big 12 teams? You're gonna get any information that you can, but luckily we don't play one of them right out of the chute, so we'll be ready to go, and we look forward to preparing for some new teams and new places to go.
I've got one more for you.
Yes, sir.
With your defense, how do you plan on improving that and making it more consistent going into the conference play?
Defensively, I've been pretty pleased with the growth of our team. I think that's probably, most coaches would tell you, that's the biggest challenge for new players, is most kids come out of high school, they haven't played a whole lot of defense. They have not been required to play a whole lot of defense. So the idea of playing at both ends of the court, not being defined by your jump shot, meaning if I'm scoring, I'm good. If I'm not scoring, it's not my night. How can you contribute in other ways? Obviously, as you get into the Big 12, a lot of really good teams, the things that you got to keep working through are trying to be a solid rebounding team, trying to be a team. Historically, we've been good at this, where you don't put people on the foul line a lot. And then obviously you go into every game and say, you know, who are the 1, 2, 3 players that you really want to do a great job of slowing down? And, you know, that's where the game prep comes in. That's where it's so important to really be locked in that regard. And hopefully our kids will learn that. And, you know, like I said, it's every Saturday, Wednesday, the rest of the year. So it's basically a 2-game prep for everyone. So hopefully we can focus and go game to game and understand the things that we need to do that game to have a chance to be successful.
Well, I definitely look forward to seeing a lot more Iowa State women's basketball, especially coming up in the 2024 year. Oklahoma State is next up for you, and I'm very excited to see it.
Well, thank you, buddy. We appreciate you having us on. We're looking forward to it, too. And the Big 12 is a great league, and it's going to be a great 2 months, and a lot of great basketball. We appreciate your interest and support.
I'm so glad to be a Cyclone, and I look forward to talking to you again. Hopefully, if we can make it work this year before the Big 12 tournament or maybe even the NCAA tournament, but we'll
Sounds
work
good,
that out
Rob,
at some time.
I appreciate it, man. Happy New Year.
You as well.
Good Thanks, luck. Buddy.
So that was Coach Fenley. Really good coach. He's got a really good young Iowa State women's basketball team, and they're going to be really good, especially with Emily Ryan coming back, even though it's limited minutes right now. Maybe she can work her way back into it and come back as soon as possible. But that'll be it. I'm your host, Trevor McNeil, and this was Cyclone Sports Commentary with Coach Fenley. Thank you for listening. Have a good night.